gonna end up seeing something daft today, I know.
Hello, welcome to Room to Spill the Tea. I am Sarah, and this is
Julie,
Taryn,
Otis,
Bill.
Yep.
Bill. Is it?
Maybe you don't want to speak at the moment.
No. I'm from
Roger.
Log.
And today we're going to be discussing the timeline of the Turning Tides project. We're going to be seeing what the point of the timeline is. What are we doing with it? Why is it important? Interesting points. And what are we going to do next? So enjoy.
Cut music.
I don't know. If we're cutting music.
Oh, well, that's going to sound silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, can anyone tell me what the timeline is?
The timeline is a piece of paper where we created by year on year events, songs, and the places that the Turning Tides visited, and the songs were done, at the events they were invited to.
Yeah, I think that's about right, isn't it? Is there anything else?
Historical.
Oh, yeah.
Historical events. That was
What, within the Turning Tides or before?
Bit of both. So I think some of it was like historical events, so like turning points of the Turning Tides.
No pun intended, though.
Awful, no.
Well, this used to be called Making Waves for Turning Tides, isn't it? This is when it first came.
Oh, was it?
Well, I think so. I think that's what done. I don't know. Maybe it was always called Turning Tides. Maybe we did a podcast and we just made it. It Making Waves.
Making Waves was the name of the podcast.
Yeah,
it?
Exactly.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
So, for instance, on our timeline, when you did Making Waves, the podcast, for the first time, we'd have written a post-it note and stuck that on whatever year that was. And then, so we had the historical bits of the Turning Tides like that, but then also like the stuff that was happening in society and in the world, if there were like big newspaper stories or big events like that that maybe influenced the Turning Tides project, we would also put a post-it note on there.
Mm.
Oh, it's a train.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome.
It's a train.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so it's kind of a bit of both.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What are you going to say?
So we used to do before the Turning Tides was a team in at the teams. We used to do a lot of, it was based at a lot of places. So it was based in the. We used to do Tesco's and then we used to do the part of the football club as well. And then we used to go around and just do a lot of events in different places. And, I'm trying to remember when our first festival was now.
I think I remember the dates. But you're right, yeah, so they used to do lots of different things in different places, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I think that, so on the timeline, like that, yeah, we had a point when we started doing sessions, I don't know, was it in King's Arms or something?
King's Arms and
King's
the,
you know, Campton.
Yeah, and we also did at the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
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 So obviously, yeah.
I remember when you did the stuff at the Buccaneer related to the palace, when you did
yeah.
Because it used to be a cinema, wasn't it? And that was what the project was about at that point.
Yeah. Oh, that's true as well. Yeah, so we've also got a timeline. So on the big timeline, there's also a row that is the different projects that we've done over the years and how they've sort of fitted in, to the years, basically.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of work.
Sounds very in-depth and confusing to me.
It kind of
is, to start off with, which is actually why we've put it on the piece of paper, because what we were doing before was going through all of the YouTube stuff, all of the blogs on the website, all of the newspaper articles that we've ever had, SoundCloud, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else? I don't know. Website,
Turning Times website,
YouTube.
Yeah. All of those things. YouTube, yeah. And basically just listing everything we've ever done. And then we had a OneNote page for each of the years. So they were just like, yeah, all the links were on there. But it was quite confusing to see, I think. So you couldn't really get a sense of what happened. So we thought we'd buy a big roll of paper and just roll it out.
It's more visual, isn't it? You can actually see it better when it's rolled out.
Yeah. Which is quite nice.
So why is it important?
What a podcast.
No, the timeline.
The timeline. I think for me, I like it when you do the timeline because a lot of people can see what we've done over the years, podcasts and stuff, that's right.
Right.
Over the years about where we've been and done them before here.
Yeah.
Because not everyone knows where we've done them, actually, so.
That's true. So, in one sense, like, people who are just coming to the Turning Tides project now, or maybe have known each other for like a year or so, can then look back and see the things that we've done before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why else? Do you think? It doesn't have to just be you.
No.
It's good because it's history. Because people like me obviously recently just joined and don't know a lot about the other events. So it's not for me personally to see what the Turning Tides have done.
Yeah. Nice. What do you reckon? Is it important at all?
Yeah, that is the way.
The history?
Yeah.
Anything else?
What people see with them.
See what we've done.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really interesting as well to see how we got to the point where we're doing the things we're doing now. So the things that we're, like, the projects that we've got now have often led from things that we've done before. So we've done, like, a project and then at the end of it gone, oh, actually, wouldn't it be really useful if we could do this other thing? And then you start to see where all those things have come before. And it's interesting to see like which bits have like kept going all through the years. Like some of the things, like we've always had like a project that's done, obviously like songwriting and stuff. It's kind of been all the way through, there's always been something that we're doing that. I don't know, what else is there that always sort of done?
Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club?
Breakfast Club. Oh, yeah,
we haven't
done that. That's been a few
years.
Yeah.
We've not done that for a while.
No, that's
what
true.
Was The Breakfast Club?
I don't think you were there.
It was a film in the 80s.
That's not the 80s.
Now I got that Calvin. Now I got Calvin Harris in my head now.
It is a film in the 80s, but also we used to go to The Breakfast Club because there was also a part of Turning Tides. Yeah. My other cafe, wasn't it, Tom?
Well,
you did go there once, yeah.
On Tuesdays,
yeah.
We used to go in the morning, didn't we?
Yeah. And then we used to go, and then we came back.
We had the ballet then.
That's when you were based at the Buccaneers, wasn't it, Tom? Or was that when you were based at
the Buccaneers? Hang on, because Luke was saying.
We go to the other ballet then. To have one time we went to take home.
Yeah.
The other time we went to the tea room. Then
Molly.
Mo M.
Yeah.
Then Papa.
Yeah. Ba-ba. It's hard to say that one, isn't it?
Ba-ba.
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 Ba-ba. Yeah, going to Ba-ba.
Ba-ba. Ba-ba.
Ba-ba.
So I think that was interesting, because wasn't part of that was like, obviously, supporting like local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it was like making sure that people were getting access to healthy breakfast. So there's like a healthy eating sort of side of it. Yeah. Some of it was like independent stuff, wasn't it? So people would go and order for themselves, speak to people.
To be independent.
Yeah.
Well, I think I got a lot out of Tesco's.
Do you think a lot of those things have shown up when you've been working on the timeline?
What's that?
The things you've just talked about.
Yes.
healthy eating.
So like healthy eating stuff. Yeah. Is there any other like healthy things that we've done? Or like being...
Well, you go to the gym and stuff, don't you? Swimming. Yeah.
Yeah, swimming's a big thing.
I think it's nice you're getting out into the community as well. That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's true.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! You mean the? Do you mean the? Do you mean the? Football.
Yeah.
Club. Yeah, we've done that.
I thought the local business one was quite. That shows up quite a bit along the way, I imagine.
Yeah. So I suppose that's the community interest side, isn't it? Like working with other businesses and stuff. And then there was bits about supported employment kept coming up. So we did some stuff with Tesco a few years ago about. trying to create, this was before my time, but I like about it through the timeline. Was it starting to evaluate their application process? And then someone was going to start being a supported employee in Tesco. But I don't know if that ever actually happened.
No, it didn't happen. I think it was going to be, I asked Andy if I could do it, but back then no, it didn't. But it didn't happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I asked him, I said, can I work here?
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Oh, I see.
So it was didn't really work out.
Yeah.
Not because my CV wasn't good, it was just because it's not every way you go you get a job, it's a bit annoying, really.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So,
but that's interesting though. So I suppose that maybe that happened and then maybe we did something else that followed on from that and
it
then we
did,
started to create our own supported employment stuff, maybe because we'd had that, you know.
I understand what you mean, because you've had that sort of it is a rejection, isn't it? Not getting a job, but I know you mean. You know that sort of things not working out in Tesco's.
Yeah.
But then I suppose you...
But
it's quite interesting, isn't it, though? Because you think to yourself, if that had worked out...
Yeah.
Maybe there wouldn't be supported employment here.
Maybe.
That is a part of looking for a job, is getting rejected, though, I guess.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Equal access to rejection.
Exactly.
But that is kind of true though, I think, as well, isn't it? Because it is part of something that happens to everybody at some point.
I got turned down for a job from McDonald's once.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I wasn't good enough on that.
It's their loss, Tom.
Good enough for us, Tom.
Yeah, good enough for us, Tom.
It's their loss.
At least
you don't have to smell of chips every night, isn't it?
No.
What else did it say about timeline,
Roger?
Glad someone's on the ball.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
But I think it's also interesting, like, keeping... So one of the things Strands we had was, like, the newspaper headlines from the scrapbook that Jane's been keeping over the years as well, which is looking at like attitudes towards like disability and stuff, and sort of seeing if any of that has changed over the years. Who's done a lot of, I don't know who did lots of that stuff. Was that you, Taryn? Were you writing some of the headlines down at some point?
Yeah, some of them I was doing that last, the other week.
Yeah.
Remember,
Jack was doing
some too.
Was there anything interesting from there that you remember, or not so much?
Well, no, was that the Sesame Street character Julie Evans we talked about
have an office.
That's for true. What are you
going to
say?
No, I was just going to say exactly what you just said. Sorry.
which did we talk about that on a podcast episode?
Yeah, I think we did.
You can go back and listen.
Go back to the previous one. Do you know which one it was?
I can't remember what it's called.
Spill the Tea, wasn't it?
The podcast is called.
It's called
Room to Spill the Tea.
Yeah, that's what
Last couple of weeks, I think.
Spill the Tea for that.
Maybe last one.
I suppose also, was one of the questions, why is it important? So I suppose we're trying to make a documentary.
Yes.
So this is all partly planning for the documentary that we want to make about the turning tides and the things that have gotten us to the point where we are now over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously by putting it on the timeline, you can start to see, to know how, like, all the things we've done and then try and...
How it all links together.
Yeah, trying to work out what the story's going to be.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be quite difficult.
So is there anything in particular anyone's particularly proud of? Like, wow, I love doing that.
We used to do Around the World in 80 Waves, which was a show back in 2018.
What show was that?
It was called Around the World in 80 Waves. It was a play we used to do back in 2018.
A radio play?
Yeah.
A radio play? Around the World. Can you tell us a bit more about Around the World in 80 Waves? Which I think you can still find on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to
it. Chuck a link in the description.
Yeah, can you have a look? Can you listen? I'd like to listen to it before I get a train today. But basically, it was a radio show I was part of, and it was quite, well, I don't know, what, quite a lot to do, wasn't it?
It's before me, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was a lot of
preparing. Did you do it, Luke?
Abby.
Yeah. Oh, can you, how about then? Tell us a bit about Around the World in 80 Waves.
I can't remember.
You
were
on the spot.
You were part of it. You was part of it.
I am part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do next?
With the timeline.
Yeah, with the timeline, not any of them. No, what are we going to do next?
Does anyone know? I don't know if I've...
Wasn't it
it's going to be create a documentary, but I guess because at the moment obviously it's just on one big piece of paper with loads of post-it notes and they keep falling off, so we're going to try and finish it obviously with all the stuff we've done now, then we need to go through it, pick out like what we think are the threads that run all the way through, and then I guess try and find the old footage, start putting together a documentary. But we're also going to then start looking at like some of the social history bits that lead into what we've done. If that makes sense, I've not really said that very well. So like the big social events, we have to do a bit of like research into some of the things that have happened that were important. And then interview people. And then we're going to try and make it big, and like a proper timeline as well, that isn't just paper and post-it notes. So hopefully that's going to be an exhibition next year.
What, at the Arts Centre or somewhere? There's a plug there for the Arts Centre.
Yeah, a plug for the Arts Centre. I think the museum said they'd have it for a bit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The museum? No, I've lied. I haven't asked them yet. Oh, hopefully you will then.
The Arts Centre.
The library. They said that they would host it for a bit.
Or the library.
Maybe there's a council somewhere. And obviously down here.
What about the hut thing opposite?
The waiting room?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could ask.
So,
I don't know who them is.
So with this timeline then, is it going to be a continuous, as in... Because, you know, the turning tides, it's not ending today. There's going to be another 10 years, so...
That's a very good question.
What?
Should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah, so will it just carry on?
It should continue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should.
It should. How do we do that?
I'm going to try and... Oh, I was going to say I'm going to try and do it virtually as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of the budget to do a virtual one. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, basically it's for the 10-year anniversary, which is next year. So
mm-hmm.
it will be finished by next year.
What month in...
Is
the 10-year anniversary?
I think it's earlier than I want it to be.
May the
17th?
No.
This is Dan, by the way.
Well, if it had been May the 4th, it would have been a legendary day.
May the
4th. It would have been.
Not
May
not Star Wars Day, come on.
Can't be Star Wars Day. No. Yes, but...
May the 4th.
By May.
May the 4th bar.
No,
not that one.
So hopefully we'll either have the documentary done or the timeline by then. Running out of time.
I think it's time to start winding this down now.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Yes, thank you everyone for listening. Please like and subscribe and share the episode with your friends.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 Bye.